A lot to cover today. First of all, I've missed you all. Thanks for your patience while Apostle Josh did his multiple series in a row. His pastor, Karen, and I were doing some very behind-the-scenes work on a lot of things that need to be done. But that's the teamwork we have here at ABC. That's what makes it exciting and honorable and wonderful to be here. And, of course, he did a lot of talking about the end times and the end times coming, and that's happening. You know, we got to get ready for it. How many out there are ready for it? I don't see any hands going up. Okay. I mean, everything's prepared. Everything's lined up. You all set with all the conditions you need ready for when challenging times come. So, right now we're going to start, you see the title is message preparing for an end times victory. So we're going to start doing a series here, getting people ready for when the challenging times come. We've heard from Apostle Josh that the challenging times are coming. We believe they're coming very, very quickly, but we've got to get ready. We've got to get ourselves ready for when things come. We can't be like the Americans at Pearl Harbor because there's not going to be enough time to retaliate and come back. We have to be ready. We have to be prepared for everything that comes against us. Now, the exciting thing is that God is doing a very wonderful job getting ABC ready for right now. Many people are starting to hear God's voice much more clearer, and that's exciting. We're seeing a lot of that at the 633 group. They're all hearing God's voice. And Wednesday night, almost everybody heard Jesus speak to them directly. That's encouraging because that's what you're going to need when these challenging times come. You think of the drill instructor in the military. He's got to prepare that soldier or Marine or whatever it is for whatever happens because that drill instructor is not going to be there. And you've got to be ready that if we're not here, you know from the Holy Spirit what to do. And the Holy Spirit will never, ever lead you wrong. And I can safely say, I've said this before, I'll say it again, every mistake I've ever made is because I didn't hear from the Holy Spirit. So we're going to talk about a few things here to get us ready, to get us hearing from the Holy Spirit more, to feel more financially prepared. One of the challenges that we hear from people is that they're really strapped for cash right now. Inflation's reared its ugly head. Now, the government has interesting ways of doing math. Their math doesn't line up with my math. But even on their math, they say they had 8 to 10% inflation for a couple of years. And I say it's down to 3%. So let's figure that out. Let's say 10% and make it easy. 10% inflation year one is the same as 11% inflation in year two is 21% overall. Now you take your 3% on top of that, you're on top of the already 21%. So it exponentially compounds higher. Okay? So although it's down from where it was before, it's still at a higher price point than where it was. And you go to any grocery store, and you see prices up here from 25 to 45%. Rents are up 50, 60% nationwide. It's getting so hard for the average person to make ends meet. But the good news is that our God's promised to supply all of our needs according to his riches and glory through Christ Jesus. That means not only your daily needs, but you need to prepare for the end times if you're listening to him and hearing what to do. Now, Noah had 100 and some odd years, I think it was 120 years to build the ark. We don't have that much time. But the point was, he listened and prepared. Okay? So I'm asking everybody to start listening to the Lord better. We're going to talk about what you need to do. I encourage everybody to start showing up on Wednesday nights. Now, many of you used to come here on Friday nights. We had it live. It was great to see you all. Okay. But on Wednesday nights, we're carrying on to the next level to getting people ready to be trained. And as I said last Wednesday, many people heard Jesus give them instructions. It was exciting. We also say here at ABC, you need to go to church at least 2 times a week. So start showing up on Wednesday nights, here on Sunday, and get ready for what's coming. Think of the guy going to the boxing ring against Muhammad Ali in his prime. Do you think he missed a day of training? I don't think so. I think he trained every single day. And he still had a tough fight in his hands. Okay? Because I'll guarantee you, Muhammad Ali trained every single day. Here's my point. The enemy's been out there for a long time doing what they do best, steal, kill, and destroy. We have to get prepared to be able to stand up against that. And that's what we're going to start with today. We're preparing for the wealth transfer. I'm going to go on record right now, September 15th. Those who listen to these words we're talking about today and these next series and start showing up on Wednesday nights, some of you will make $1 million between now and the first of the year. I'm going to encourage you to do that. The Holy Spirit told me to say that. I didn't want to say that, but you know what? I'm listening to the Holy Spirit. So I'm decreeing several millionaires between now and January 1 for those who do what we're telling them to do and show up both here and on Wednesday nights. And those who can even make 6:33 in the morning, so much the better. Okay? All right. Praise the Lord. So, are you prepared for a victory in the end times? Matthew 24:36-37. But of that day and hour, no one knows, not even the angels of heaven, but my Father only. But as in the days of Noah, so also will the coming of the Son of Man be. So here's the bottom line. We know from Apostle John's teaching it's close. He stated it's probably going to be in 2028. He says, give or take a year or so. We got to get ready. Okay? Okay? And the important thing is that we're ready regardless of what the time is. We need to be ready. Okay? So, we all know the story of Joseph in Egypt and what he did before the famine. What did he do? He saved up 20% for 7 years, so he had food for the second set of 7 years when the famine hit. Now, what's important about this, the value of the food in the seventh year of famine was more valuable than the food in years 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6. You had to prepare for the whole time we're going to be going through the end times. You can't cut short. We have to be ready for that, okay? Now, ABC Church has the best training to prepare us for the end times victory, bar none. I don't know if any others out there. I look at a lot of stuff. Pastor Karen and I research a lot of stuff, you know. And this is where you need to be. This is the best preparation, the best schools, the best way to get things ready for you, okay? And our goal is to disciple you. Our goal is to disciple you to the point to where if we're not around, you're doing fine. So what are the steps to prepare? I'm sorry, keys to prepare. Now, we deal a lot with this. Forgiveness is a key to God's favor. You need the God's favor in the end time. If you hold anything against anybody, you need to forgive them and forgive them from your heart. And as long as that animosity creeps its ugly head up, you need to forgive them again until it's done. Now, when I was having challenges forgiving people, I started praying for those people. I found that I couldn't pray for them and hold anger at them at the same time. So you might want to try that. Forgetting the past leads to a victorious future. Philippians 3:13. Now, the past is the past. Let it go. Saint Ruga is saying, well, you know, you did this and you did that and this thing is wrong. And well, we'd all made those mistakes. Okay? It's gone. Look forward today. Okay? What did Paul say? Paul said he had done nothing wrong. He received his complete and total forgiveness. He went forward because he knew he had done nothing wrong. Why? Because God took care of everything he had done wrong. Whatever you've done wrong has been forgiven. Jesus told you on the cross, you're forgiven. Receive your forgiveness and let it go. Okay? Develop a heart of godly wisdom. Now, the key word here is godly wisdom. Okay? There's a lot of wisdom out in the world. Key word world. Okay? We must have God's wisdom. We must get the wisdom of Solomon. We must have the mind of Christ. This is what we're going to need going forward. I don't care what the world tells you. This is what we need going forward is the Word of God, the mind of Christ. I hear a lot of stuff about AI and artificial intelligence and all that stuff. Well, first of all, when I look at my cell phone, and some of the mistakes AI makes, I'm not really that impressed with it, okay? I'm constantly sending out texts to find that AI has changed something in my text. I'd say, sorry, autocorrection. Sorry, autocorrection. It's like, come on, guys. If you're that smart, these shouldn't be there. But the other thing is we've got GI. We got godly intelligence, okay? GI is a stronger... Yeah, GI James, let me say. GI is a stronger intelligence than anything artificially put out there. Okay? We have it. We get it. And we're going to talk about how you get it too and keep getting it and grow stronger in that for these challenging times. Remember, when God is on your side, you are victorious. And when you're on God's side, nothing can stop you. Okay? Section C. Step to prepare for an end times victory. Now, be still and quiet so you hear God's still small voice. Now, this is important. We live in a world where there's noise constantly. Okay? Between the computers, the cell phones, and this and that, and the TVs, and the whatever's on, and playing, and so forth, you know. Take some time. Turn everything off. Start with about 15 minutes, and that'll seem like an eternity when you first do this. But pray, and then stop and listen. I recommend a journal. Write down what you hear. Then afterwards, confirm that that's of God. And the more you do this, the more you find more confirmations are correct. You know you're hearing the voice of God. The more you do this, the clearer your thoughts will become. And also, suddenly you'll be in there for 15 minutes to an hour, you won't even realize time has flown by because you'll be hearing from God and so much more important to hear from God than any video game that's out there. Okay. Now, this is a big one. And this is just the start of the series. That's why I'm doing this. We're going to set up a series. We're going to do this all throughout the next few months. But we're going to hit the top parts here and then fine-tune it later as we go. Don't be offended. Forgive others and yourself from your heart. Okay? If somebody's offended, if somebody's challenged to be offended, you've got to get rid of that. That will stop you from hearing the Lord and cause many mistakes in your life. So if you're offended, you've got to forgive that person right away. It doesn't matter if they don't acknowledge it. It doesn't matter what the situation is. Forgiveness is a gift you give yourself. Okay? We must walk in forgiveness. Nobody took more abuse, challenges, pain than Jesus did that wasn't deserved. And he forgave everybody, and he's our model. So we must forgive consistently, always, and keep it up. Okay? And the devil is going to say, well, you know what they did to you, and you have to forgive. Or you have to say, devil, you're a liar. I've already forgiven that person. That's when you know you've got it done. Okay? Forget all your mistakes and wrongs done against you. Okay? Again, if we've blown it, we've blown it. It's done. Go on. Go forward. Press on toward your mark of your high calling. I heard someone say your eyes are in front of your head, so you look ahead of you and not behind you. Okay? Don't focus on the past. Romans 8:26. Find out what the Holy Spirit wants you to pray and do frequently during the day. Now, you'll get this a lot of times when you're spending your time with the Lord. It's very important that you follow their lead. They may want you to pray over finances today and healing another day. may want you to pray over, just praise and worship God for a day. He may want that. That's what you do, whatever he tells you to do. People say, well, why should I just praise and worship God when you pray for things? Well, when Paul and Silas were in the jail, all they did was praise God. Okay? Joseph had sent the praises out in front of his army. And you can look up the Bibles, we'll talk about those later, but those are things that happen when you praise God. Victories come from praising God. But the point thing is here is, whatever the Holy Spirit tells you to do. And as we come back to our Wednesday nights and Sundays, because we're going to train you how to hear the Holy Spirit better. Apostle Joshua's comment, Pastor Karen and myself are the best at getting people to hear the voice of God. I thank you for that compliment. We receive it with great honor. And we'll do the best we can to get you here for hearing the voice of God 24/7. Okay? Great. Do what God has called you to do with excellence. You ever look at how they built the temple? Look at the fineness that went into that temple, the workmanship, when they describe the beams and the gold and the jewels and everything. It was a scene of excellence done to honor God. Everything we do must be done that well. Now, I'd rather do few things great than a gazillion things halfway. Okay? Whatever you do, do the best of your ability and then keep improving upon it. Now, the Lord's going to lead you and guide you into what you need to do. He also knows all of your strengths and all of your weaknesses. He's going to want you to develop your strengths. Now, David knew how to use a sling. He went out and defeated the giant. He was trained with a sling. Why? He had a lot of time on his hands. He probably played a lot of time figuring out the right stone size, the right this, how to get the farthest, what arc to hit, so forth and so on. So when the time came when he really needed against Goliath, he had the priest prepared. He didn't know he was going to need that before Goliath. You don't know what God is training you for today. He doesn't always tell you ahead of time. But you are being trained for something. Whatever you're being trained for, when the time is right, you will be an expert at it. You'll have your victory. Okay? Malachi 3:10. Consistently give correct tithes as God commands. I understand there's a lot of inflation out there. I understand things are tight. I respect that. And I respect it's easy to see that that credit card bill is due or the house payment is due and the tithe is due at the same time. And you're thinking, well, I'll get a penalty from the credit card or the house payment if I don't pay it on time. This is what's very important. You must obey the word of God. That means you're more afraid of that credit card people than you are of God. Okay? Respect God. Honor him first with your first fruits. Okay? What happens if you do that? Jehovah Sabaoth can rebuke the devourer on your behalf. If you're not tithing properly, the devourer is going to come after you with everything he can. Why? Because he has a right to. Satan wants to kill, steal, and destroy. Well, if he can take something away from you, he will do it. Also, the winds of hell will be opened up to you. And as a result, an overflow of blessings will come upon you. So when you're tithing and standing in faith, now key word here, stand in faith, not in fear, okay, and give joyfully. Give joyfully, but stand in faith. And God will keep his word with you, okay? Now, to prosper and multiply, give extra offerings to your church and any ministries the Holy Spirit wants you to bless. Okay? Give extra offerings above your tithes as God's method to sow a seed as divine investment in God's kingdom to reap a harvest, abundance, and increase of 30, 60, or 100-fold. When you're doing what God's telling you to do, you'll be rewarded back. He told Isaac to plant in famine. Because he was so prosperous, he got more and more prosperous because he was the only one who was able to plant. Okay? When you're planting into the kingdom of God, God will reward you back if you're standing in faith. Again, not in fear. You don't do it in greed. You do it because God is telling you to do it. But he will honor you back. He says so. He'll give you 30, 60, or 100-fold return. Okay? Now, 100-fold is exponential. It doesn't mean 100 times. If you plant a corn in the ground, you receive many more than 100 kernels of corn on each ear of stalk, let alone the fact that there's, what, 8, 10, 12 ears on a stalk of corn. Okay? From one kernel placed in the ground. But as the Holy Spirit leads you and guides you, that's the key word here. Don't give more than he says, but certainly don't give less than he says, in Jesus' name. Okay? Number 8, Deuteronomy 30, verse 9. Believe that God will make you abundantly prosperous. Now, this is where a lot of people are challenged. Well, I've been tithing for a number of years. I've been giving offers for a number of years. It still hasn't come. That's what we're going to work on Wednesday nights, about your belief system. We're going to get you hearing from the voice of God so good that your belief system is so strong that you're going to know it's going to come in. Plus, you know where to do it. Too many people are not hearing the voice of God. For example, Peter put the net in the deep end of the lake. On your request, I will do it, Lord. He had such a bountiful sight of fish, right? Another time, Peter put you down on the right side. Now, what does it make the right or the left side? It's within what? Those ships were not that big. 15 feet of each other? But because he obeyed the Lord, again, he had such a big hit. Why? Because he was hearing the Lord where to put it. And because he obeyed the Lord filled the nets up. Now, here's a challenge a lot of people have. He didn't say, Lord, just have the fish jump into my boat. He said, I will do what you say, Lord. And he was obedient to God. He put the net in and did his part. Too many people want God to do everything for them. They don't want to do their part. They want the miracle sign of God, you know. And God does miracles. But he doesn't use a magic wand. He does what he says he will do, expects you to do what he tells you to do, because he wants obedience, okay? All right. 3 John 1, 2. Prosper and be in health as your soul prospers. Now, this is where we're really going to hit hard, coming up here very quickly. We did a little series on that a while back. We're going to really touch on that. You will prosper in your health and finance in direct proportion to the ratio that your soul prospers. Okay? If somebody out there soul is not really on fire for God, God's not really going to prosper them. And you're not going to have the faith to believe for your healing. But when you put these three together, you will see a synergy that grows and grows and grows and is virtually unstoppable. Okay? Number 9, use the dunamis, dynamite, resurrection, lightning power of God inside you. God has placed a power inside you that's bigger than any nuclear bomb out there. Now, if any of you have been on the Wednesdays or the morning sessions we do, we show a picture of a big lightning storm over New York City. It shows all these huge bolts of lightning coming down. The concept is this power is small compared to the power inside of you with God. This power is nothing. But one of the smallest lightning bolts has the power to power New York State for 10 years. That's how much power is in a small lightning bolt. Think about that. It's huge. But are we harnessing right? Are we using it right? Are we using it in the way that God wants us to use it? God will honor you if you're using it in ungodly ways. Okay? But you take that power with God's direction, there's nothing you can't do. Okay? James 4:7, resist the devil by submitting to God, and every demon, devil, and evil spirit will be afraid of who you are in Christ Jesus, and all the deities will flee in terror from you. Now, this is very important. When you're submitted to God, people forget the first part of that message a lot. Submit to God. When you're hearing God's voice, when you're submitted to God, the devils run from you. Why? Because they're running from the power inside of you that they know that you have. Here's an example. There's a nuclear bomb. It's hugely powerful. But nobody's afraid of it because nobody knows how to turn it on. Ah, but now you get the instruction book out. Say, this is how I turn it on. Suddenly, there's a fear there. What if he uses that? Now, we're not going to use this bomb to blow anything up. Don't misunderstand me. But the power of God is stronger than a nuclear bomb. It can be used for whatever God directs you to use it for. Better than the finest laser ever conceived in any spaceship thing you've ever seen on the movie themes. Okay? There's a power inside of you that can direct exactly what needs to be done, and it can do it now. It can do it immediately. That's why I'm saying in less than 4 months, we're going to have millionaires in this group, because God doesn't care about time. He made time for you. Okay. Now, I've used this before. I'm going to come back to it again. I think it's very relevant. If you take a seed and plant in the ground and grow a grape arbor, that takes years. It takes the amount of water, the right amount of sunshine, the right amount of dryness. Then that grape's got to be picked. Then it's got to be pressed. Then it makes into a grape juice. It's got to be stored, again, for a period of time, sometimes years, to get a really great wine out of it. Okay? Jesus made the best wine in a nanosecond. He took the water and made it into wine. The water didn't have to go through all the process of getting into the seed, getting into the corn, into the vine, into the grape to be pressed out and waited. He did it in a nanosecond. I'm telling you right now, as God is my witness, this is what I feel in my spirit. He's ready for you all to receive everything he's got for him if you're willing to step up to the plate and do what needs to be done. If you're willing to do the things that need to be done, all your problems are going to start wasting away. You're going to start taking dominion over those demon devil spirits that have been playing havoc with you. But you got to commit. You got to commit wholeheartedly. Nobody makes the NFL with half a commitment. They commit. They get up. They train. Nobody makes the United States Special Forces with half a commitment. They get up, they train, they learn. You commit to the programs that the Lord is telling us to do. You will have your victories, and they will happen quickly. Not 5 years from now, because we don't have 5 years. Okay? God knew that this was such a time as this, that we were going to have to get ready for everything we're going to be doing. He knew it. We are ready for it. We're ready to train you. We're ready to teach you everything you need to do to have victory in every area of your life. And I want you to start bringing people to hear these messages. You've got friends and loved ones that need to hear these messages because they are at the challenge point of their lives. And this is the answer for every challenge in their lives. It's not me. It's not Apostle Joshua or Pastor Sarah or Pastor Karen or Pastor Matthew or anybody else or Evangelist Deborah or Pastor. It's not us. It's the Holy Spirit inside of us that's directing us to do this. And we give all honor and glory to God for what's going to happen. But ABC is turning the corner and it's taking people to higher levels they need to be. Now, as they come along, they are going to hear about Revelation. They are going to hear about the end times, but they can handle it because they know something's wrong in the world. Their spirit is telling them that something is wrong in the world. So invite people to start watching and joining you or sign on for us. We'll help you get a link if you need it. Let us know. We'll take care of that part. But people need the message that ABC has been preparing all these decades to get ready. They've been preparing for such a time as this. And this is the time. This is the time to start using these tools to benefit the kingdom of God and to get people prepared for the coming challenging end times in Jesus' name. Okay? Now, number 11. Continue to be a doer and hearer of God's word. James 1:22. Don't deceive yourself. You hear the word of God, you do it. You hear the word of God, you do it. We were talking the other day about 9/11. We just passed 9/11. And that famous story about the woman that her son was called and says, your mom works in the World Trade Center. She may have been hurt or destroyed or something because the planes are hitting it. The son says, with all confidence and faith he had, if the World Trade Center is being attacked, my mother's not there. Because he knew his mom heard from the voice of God. That's where we need to be. And she wasn't there. She said, God told me to stay home today, and I did. So he may break your routine. He may have you do something completely out of character for you. But that's okay. He knows. He knows everything. He's the Alpha and the Omega for a reason. He knows. We must hear. We must hear and do what he tells us to do. And if you do enough of that, you're prepared. Okay? Now, all the verses here on the right-hand side, expect trials and challenges and learn to overcome with faith, being fearless to prepare for an end times victory. For he or she who overcomes shall inherit all things, and he will be your God, and you will be his son and daughter. Satan is not going to take this lying down. He's going to come after us with everything he's got. But I got news for you. He's going to come after you whether you're ready or you're not ready. He doesn't care. Just like Hitler ran through Europe that was unprepared, he didn't care they weren't prepared. He wanted to conquer and take dominion and kill Jews. Okay? That was his goal. Satan's goal is to steal, kill, and destroy from every person on this earth. Not just the Christians. Not just the Christians and Jews, but from everybody. Satan is after you. He's going to come. The question is, are you ready to defend yourself? Are you ready to protect your family members? Are you ready to do what needs to be done to prepare for the challenging times coming ahead? Now, my goal is not to discourage you or to give you fear, but to encourage you that with the proper training, you will have victory on this. With the proper preparation, you will know what to do, and you'll go forward with confidence that this demon, devil, and evil spirit has no power over you, because you've got the dunamis dynamite power of God inside of you. You've got what it takes. You have the Holy Spirit inside of you. And that Holy Spirit is stronger than anything the demons, devils, evil spirits can think of or come up with. You got the Word of God inside of you. The sword of the Spirit is the Word of God. You have the Word of God inside of you. What did Jesus use against Satan? The Word of God. It is written. It is written. It is written. And Satan couldn't argue with the Word of God. He couldn't lie about it because he knew that Jesus knew the Word of God so well. He couldn't confuse him. He couldn't stifle him. He couldn't do anything to Jesus. You need to be attuned to the Word of God. So whatever happens, you know it is written. You know what's written? It's written you've been healed. You know what's written? It's written God has supplied all your needs according to his riches and glory through Christ Jesus. So when those challenging times come, say, no, God supplied all my needs. I know it. I believe it. Okay? It's written, everything you put your hands to will prosper. Hey, I got this job. I'm going to make money at it. I'm going to find an investment to put an investment in. I'm going to make money at it. Why? Because everything I put my hands to prospers. Now, key words are, you listen to the Holy Spirit, where to put that money. You have God tell you to put that money somewhere, you'll do it. Now, I don't advise this. I do not advise this at all. But I know a gentleman that hears the voice of God so well that he brought $2,500 on a MasterCard, put it into an investment. In 30 days, he tripled his money, paid off the MasterCard, and kept the extra $5,000. I don't advise that. But he heard from God to do that. And he knew it was the Lord. But if you're hearing God that well, you'll hear where and what to do. You'll also hear to save up enough money so you don't have to borrow on a credit card to do that. Because if he knows there's an investor coming down the road in 6 months, he'll get you ready for it. He did it in Egypt. He had Joseph put away 20% per year for 7 years. So when the time came, they had what they needed. This is where God is leading all of us, to hear his voice so good, so well, so fantastic. And you'll be making so much money. And yes, you'll be tithing and giving offerings to ABC and to other ministries and bless other people that you know. Because you won't need that money, because you don't have to ask your money where you can spend it. You'll be telling your money where to spend it. And the Lord will lead you and guide you in everything you need to do. And that's the main thing of this message. Now, we're going to spend the next several months fine-tuning and pushing in on all these points we talked about today. And we're going to push in to the point to where you hear the voice of God so well that you know that you know that you know exactly what you're doing. You've heard the story of Pastor Karen. Heard the voice of God so well, she got to meet a presidential candidate, lead him to victory in Guatemala. We've heard where take the right road instead of the wrong road kept you from going on a bridge. We've told these stories. And yet we're still improving ourselves. We're not 100% yet. We need to be 90% or better to 100% by the time the end times roll around. And that's how we're going to have our victory in Jesus' name. So I'm going to encourage everybody, start coming Wednesday nights. Gary, bring all your friends and family, start coming on Sundays and on Wednesday nights too. And we are going to get people where they need to go in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, praise the Lord. I hope you're all encouraged today. I want you to be encouraged. I want you to know that you are victorious. Okay? And we're going to start with communion. So let's all do a USP first. Repeat after me. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I am not aware of any sins. In the name of Jesus, thank you for cleansing me of all unrighteousness. According to 1 John 1:9. Praise the Lord. 1 Corinthians 11:24. And when he had given thanks, he broke and said, take, eat, this is my body which is broken to you. Do this to call me to remembrance. Dear Jesus, we thank you for all you've done for us. We thank you that we remember you in Jesus' name. So repeat after me, please. Dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, as we come to your table, we remember the sacrifice of your Son, Jesus Christ. We thank you for your body that was broken for us, and thank you for drawing us closer to you and to one another in this church. We pray that ABC Church is unified like a three-stranded cord, which cannot be broken. So we are one in communion with you. Heavenly Father, Jesus, and Holy Spirit, I now take your body. In doing so, I agree and receive all of God's blessings and promises. Let's partake and eat the body in remembrance of Jesus. Excuse me. Okay. According to 1 Corinthians 11:25, similarly when supper was ended, he took the cup also, saying, this cup is the new covenant, ratified and established in your blood. As often we drink it, we call God affectionately to remembrance. For every time we eat this bread and drink this cup, we're representing, signifying, and proclaiming the fact of our Lord's death till he comes again. Now repeat after me, please. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for this precious cup of blessing. We partake of your blood, of the new and everlasting covenant. For this is the covenant that we have made with you for eternal salvation. We pray that we are filled with your perfect love They cast out all fear.
And
we are filled with the joy of the Lord that strengthens us to go forth and share your light with the world. Amen. Let's start taking the cup and drink in remembrance of Jesus. Now we're going to say 20 affirmations of 1 Peter 2:24. This includes our family and loved ones too, as well. Are you ready? We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. One more. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. Okay, praise God.